Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Welsh History Podcast.
In this episode, we'll be talking a little bit about where we are, where we've been, and where we're going. In the past 80 episodes, we have delved into a world where Wales is now a conquered nation, where much of the achievements and influences are being put upon it by England. No more so than what is currently going on with the Tudor kings and their successors, the Stuarts. This development being seen quite less uniquely with Charles I, who has been using Wales as effectively his piggy bank and his soldier bank. And whenever he needs help, he goes to Wales for it. But as far as having actual national influence, the principality and the nation has less and less as time has gone on over the years, simply because it is seen to be immersed into the larger whole. Most of the society, especially the upper class society, has moved into a position where they see Wales as being a partner and a member of England rather than being separated and separate. The advantages, both financially and in power, come in being part of the overall regime rather than being against the regime. Thus, we don't see anymore the risings up of people like Owen Glyndwr or others who might perceive themselves as being Welsh first and citizens of England second. This may not be the case in the rest of the country. Certainly in parts of Wales, nationalism would still be there to a degree. But from a cultural standpoint, outside of that, the influence of Welsh and the influence of the Welsh language has been limited to Wales and continues to be that way for a long time to come. We've also seen the migration of the first Welsh people to the New World, and the influences that that will have later on the developments of a number of different places in America and elsewhere. All of this combines into the final developments that we are getting into with the end of the Civil War, with the ongoing issues that will continue with the Stuarts leading into the eventual end of the Stuart regime and direct links to the Tudors as inheritors of the throne. All this to say, this week's episode is going to be a bit shorter, simply because we are looking at it from a holistic perspective and where we're going after this. And then next week, we will move back into the story as a whole. One thing we are going to do in this podcast is we will be starting to look at different ideas, different concepts, on a larger scale than just a direct path. But having thought long and hard about it, I still want to focus on a progression system, one that goes from the beginning of the developments of the British Isles as populated places into our modern sphere of society. But along the way, we will continue to make diversions, talking about subject matter which crosses boundaries beyond just simple in 1704 this happened, in 1705 that happens. So things like coal development and how mining influenced Wales as an economic engine from the beginning of, at the very least, the Roman period all the way up until now. We're going to talk about the influences of left-wing ideology and how that influences later Welsh writers, and then politically, how it develops into party systems that lean more into social values and different ideals from what had gone on before. All of these things are main plot points or main thought points, which we will definitely be discussing, and they will feature different actors, different characters, of course, from the ones we've been talking about in the past, and certainly the influence of all of this. And of course, with all of this, we're going to continue to discuss how the culture continues to change, how the religious influences begin to morph very differently as time goes on, and how all of this then coagulates in the middle of the development of the British Empire, and how the Empire influences Wales and derives from the domination of Wales by England going back to the 12th century and before that even. If we go back to the Norman Conquest, when the Normans began to influence Wales and begin to restrict Welsh ideals and Welsh dominance. And of course, we'll continue on into our modern century and talk about things that came about, such as devolution and all that comes out of that. All of this, of course, is many, many episodes to come. And I hope you will enjoy. As a last note, on Saturday, December 3rd, we are having our fundraising live stream that Distractions Media does every year for Extra Life. We're raising money for children's charities and or children's hospitals. And we would love, if any of you would like to join us, that would be great. If you would just like to contribute in any way, shape, or form, I would appreciate that too. You can do so and find out more information at distractionsmedia.com/charity stream. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always reach me at thewelshhistorypodcast@gmail.com and on Twitter at Welsh History Pod. And of course, if you'd like to contribute to the Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/Welsh History. I really appreciate your listening and your considerable contributions to this podcast. They are well appreciated, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. And as we move into December, I hope you have the brightest of months. And with all that said and done, we'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Welsh History Podcast is a member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. To find more information on them, you can do so at evergreenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.